Chapter 3. Decline. It was, wrote D. Sinor, in the second half of the 8th century that the Khazar Empire reached the acme of its glory. That is, between the conversion of Bulan and the religious reform under Obadiah. This is not meant to imply that the Khazars owed their good fortune to their Jewish religion. It is rather the other way round. They could afford to be Jews because they were economically and militarily strong. A living symbol of their power was the Emperor Leo the Khazar, who ruled Byzantium in 775-780, so named after his mother, the Khazar Princess Flower, the one who created a new fashion at the court. We remember that her marriage took place shortly after the great Khazar victory over the Muslims in the Battle of Ardabil, which is mentioned in the letter of Joseph and other sources. The two events, Dunlop remarks, are hardly unrelated. However, amidst the cloak and dagger intrigues of the period, dynastic marriages and betrothals could be dangerous. They repeatedly gave cause, or at least provided a pretext, for starting a war. The pattern was apparently set by Attila, the erstwhile overlord of the Khazars. In 450, Attila is said to have received a message accompanied by an engagement ring from Honoria, sister to the West Roman Emperor Valentinian III. This romantic and ambitious lady begged the Hun chieftain to rescue her from a fate worse than death, a forced marriage to an old senator, and sent him her ring. Attila promptly claimed her as his bride, together with half the empire as her dowry. And when Valentinian refused, Attila invaded Gaul. Several variations on this quasi-archetypal theme crop up throughout Khazar history. We remember the fury of the Bulgar king about the abduction of his daughter, and how he gave this incident as the main reason for his demand that the caliph should build him a fortress against the Khazars. If we are to believe the Arab sources, similar incidents, though with a different twist, led to the last flare-up of the Khazar-Muslim wars at the end of the 8th century, after a protracted period of peace. According to Al-Tabari, in AD 798, the caliph ordered the governor of Armenia to make the Khazar frontier even more secure by marrying a daughter of the Khan. This governor, which was a member of the powerful family of the Barmecides, which, incidentally, reminds one of the prince of that eponymous family in the Arabian Nights, who invited the beggar to a feast consisting of rich dish covers with nothing beneath. The Barmecide agreed, and the Khazar princess with her suite and dowry was duly dispatched to him in a luxurious cavalcade. But she died in childbed, the newborn died too, and her courtiers, on their return to Khazaria, insinuated to the Khan that she had been poisoned. The Khan promptly invaded Armenia and took, according to two Arab sources, 50,000 prisoners. The caliph was forced to release thousands of criminals from his jails and arm them to stem the Khazar advance. The Arab sources relate at least one more 8th century incident of a misfired dynastic marriage followed by a Khazar invasion. And for good measure, the Georgian Chronicle has a particularly gruesome one to add to the list, in which the royal princess, instead of being poisoned, kills herself to escape the Khan's bed. The details and exact dates are, as usual, doubtful, and so is the real motivation behind these campaigns. But the recurrent mention in the chronicles of bartered brides and poisoned queens leaves little doubt that this theme had a powerful impact on people's imagination, and possibly also on political events.